ABC Radio Australia.
Well, leaders from the Pacific and small island nations across the world are upping the pressure in the final days of the COP24 climate conference in Poland, warning that they're not ready to die in the fight against climate change. Friday, that'll be Saturday in much of the Pacific, is the last official day of the COP24 climate conference, and nations are yet to reach consensus on how to reduce their carbon emissions. Reporter Yara Murray-Outfield's been following the talks since they started a fortnight ago. Yara, what's online here?
Good morning, Catherine. Well, so as listeners have been hearing for the past fortnight, the event happens, the COP24 has been underway in Katowice in Poland. That's the event that happens each year. Fiji was the host of COP23 last year, and it brings together leaders from around the world to try and reach consensus on how to tackle climate change. The United Nations says that this year is one of the most important summits ever. And amid the list of goals, the main aim is to come up with what's been dubbed a rulebook. So to refresh listeners' memories, this comes 3 years after the Paris Climate Accord was signed. And that's where countries pledged to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Now, this conference is trying to get countries to agree on actually how to do that. So the urgency of reaching an agreement's been made all the more stark by the IPCC special report on that target. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has warned that the world is not on track to reach those targets, and that if we exceed them, it could be really dire. The picture painted is of extreme weather, drought, coral bleaching. The word used by the report authors is catastrophic. One of the major hurdles earlier in the week has been getting everyone to sign on to that report, and some of the major nations like the United States, Russia and Saudi Arabia have actually blocked its signing.
Now, Yara, the talks will come to an end this weekend. How are they actually going?
Well, that's the question. So the conference works on consensus. So everyone needs to sign on to any agreement or deal, or it simply just won't be done. So I mentioned the rule book, but one of the big things for Pacific nations and small island developing states that they've been pushing for is actually funding for climate resilience, but more specifically funding for money to respond to the loss and damage caused by climate-related events. Here's how Vanuatu's Foreign Minister Ralph Regenvanu said the negotiations were going a few days ago.
They're not going very well. We were briefed this morning by our negotiators, the Pacific ministers, and there seems to be quite a lot of issues of deadlock at the moment.
And so on that same day, the president of COP admitted that the negotiations were being stuck in the fine details, and he said he would take control of the talks. He urged people to look at the big picture rather than getting caught up in what he called the brackets. And Catherine, since then, we've had Pacific and climate vulnerable nations really upping the pressure. So that's including the High Ambition Coalition, which has more than 20 members. It's led by the Marshall Islands. That group is calling for people to increase their targets, and they're leading the way by announcing their own plans of being entirely carbon neutral within decades. We've also heard from Mohamed Nasheed, who's the president of the Maldives, and that's an island nation in the Indian Ocean. Overnight, he's really hammered home the idea that this is life and death for many of these climate vulnerable nations.
We are not prepared to die, and the Maldives has no intention of dying. We are not going to become the first victims of the climate crisis.
And so overnight, it does appear that some progress has been made. People on the ground are saying that the document has gone down from more than 200 pages to 136.
Well, yeah, the pressure is certainly being increased by island nations, as we heard there. What about, though, Australia's role?
Well, so at the Paris climate talks in 2015, Australia aligned itself with that High Ambition Coalition. This year, it's a bit of a different story. Although the Environment Minister Melissa Price says we will meet our climate targets, Australia won't actually be raising our commitments. Simon Bradshaw is Oxfam Australia's climate change specialist. He's been in Katowice for the talks, and he says that's different to what we say our commitments are to the region.
And we're now into the very technical and political pointy end of things, where countries have about 48 hours perhaps now to work through their differences. And frankly, they're really quite stark at the moment. And if we look at this from the perspective of our region here, we've seen some determined efforts from Pacific Island countries and other vulnerable countries to catalyze greater ambition, to say, hey, look, we're willing to lead. We're increasing our commitments before 2020. We're setting our path to 100% renewable energy. And then you have Australia still dragging its heels. Even back in Canberra, while this is going on, we've had signals the government will underwrite new coal-fired power. Over here, the government's stubbornly refused to start lifting its contribution to the Paris Agreement. So we really do see a yawning gulf between the expectations and real leadership from Pacific Island countries and what we see happening in Australia. And that's very significant in the context of our relationship with the region. There's been a lot of talk all year about Australia wanting to remain a trusted partner of the Pacific family, and a very clear signal from many Pacific leaders that, look, climate change is the number one security, livelihood threat to our region. And if Australia is to be a member of the Pacific family, we have to up our game. We have to start increasing our commitment to tackling climate change. We have to recognise what's at stake, and we have to pay our part in global efforts.
So that's Oxfam's Simon Bradshaw there. And Catherine, an agreement isn't always made at talks like this, so it is looking like it will go down to the wire over the weekend.